This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas, Fellowship Board Chairman Bishop Paul Lanier spoke with Fellowship Board Member Michelle Bachman, Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, about a kibbutz in southern Israel she visited as a teenager, and that Hamas later attacked on October 7th, 2023.
What if I say to you, well, I don't have a problem with Jewish people, but I do have a problem with this thing of Israel?
Well, then that would be anti-biblical. Because God doesn't have a problem with Israel. God used that land.
If I am an advocate of replacement theology,
then that would be wrong theology.
Why is that?
And that's what we need to understand, is that there's a certain segment of Christianity that went off into what I would call heresy, an untruth.
Yes.
And that untruth is this, that because the Jewish people, not all, but some of the Jewish people during the time of Jesus Christ rejected Jesus as Messiah. And so then a certain segment of Christianity said, well, then God doesn't love the Jews. In fact, God hates the Jews. There were Christians who said, God hates the Jews. He's done with them. Their time is over. And so now God only loves the Christians, and he's going to use the Christians. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
Oh,
that
yes.
is not true,
yes.
because the Bible doesn't say that. That's why I want to encourage everyone, read the Bible.
Yes.
The more you read the Bible, the more you love the Jewish people, the more you love the land of Israel, because the entire biblical story is one story.
Right.
It's redemption.
Yes.
God loves us so much, he redeemed us. And how does he redeem us? Through the Jewish people.
Yes.
Discover the biblical and historical significance of Jerusalem with our complimentary Bible study. Download your copy at holylandradio.org.